Cultivated meat's near-term revenue is now outside food. Cultimate Foods had only food. GFI's 2026 report calls non-food diversification common, citing Integriculture's profitability. Upside Foods opened a life sciences division, Uncommon Bio moved to therapeutics, Wild Type to skincare. Cultimate sold one cultivated fat ingredient into cultivated meat and wound down in August. From Life Mate Tech. The Good Food Institute's 2026 State of the Industry report lists, among its bright spots for cultivated meat, that Integriculture achieved profitability by generating revenue from selling research tools and non-food products. GFI's own words for that route: a common diversification strategy pursued by startups needing to demonstrate clear and early paths to profitability. Read that sentence as an operator rather than an advocate, and it says something specific. The sector's leading advocacy organization, in the report it publishes to make the case for the sector, records that the way to profitability currently runs through not selling food. Cultimate Foods had no such route. The Berlin company sold one thing, a cultivated fat ingredient called CultiSense, into one market. It filed for bankruptcy in April 2026 and confirmed the wind down in August, roughly 4 months later. What the escape valve looks like in practice. Four companies have taken it in four different directions. Company Upside Foods cultivated meat position, best funded in the sector, over $600 million raised. No product sold since pausing restaurant plans in 2024, where the revenue moved. Lucius Labs, a life sciences division selling cell culture media, buffers and stem cell formulations. Company Uncommon Bio cultivated meat position, sold off its cultivated meat business where the revenue moved, therapeutics. Company Wild Type cultivated meat position, cultivated salmon where the revenue moved, a marine complex supplement for skincare. Company Integriculture cultivated meat position, cultivated platform where the revenue moved, research tools and non-food products, reported profitable. Upside Foods is the clearest case because the mechanism is explicit. CEO Bob Newman described it directly. Our team has developed deep expertise in cell culture media based on extensive work in cultivated meat, and we are selling cell culture media into adjacent industries. Lucius Labs offers analytics across 63 assay targets and custom media formulation in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, aimed at tissue engineering, stem cell therapy, gene therapy, organoid production, viral vector production, vaccine production and antibody production. None of those is food. All of them are things a cultivated meat company already knows how to do. GFI's own senior principal scientist for cultivated meat, Elliot Swartz, called Lucius Labs part of an emerging trend in the cultivated meat sector to bring in revenue from other products and services besides meat products. GFI founder Bruce Friedrich called it such a huge and positive move. Neither reaction is defensive, and neither should be. This is a rational response to a funding environment that has stopped paying for pre-revenue food. The practical consequence, when assessing a cultivated meat company's runway, separate the food business from the platform business and ask what fraction of near-term revenue is expected from each. A company whose only saleable output is a food ingredient awaiting regulatory clearance has a runway equal to its cash. A company selling media into gene therapy has revenue. Cultimate had the technology and none of the optionality. Cultimate Foods was founded in 2022 and raised €2.3 million in seed funding in 2024 to scale CultiSense. It also secured funding from the European Regional Development Fund and the State of Lower Saxony for a project to establish a production platform for cultivated fat. Its website listed a staff of around 21 at the time of filing. The technology was real. CultiSense started from a small number of cells taken from cows and pigs, developed into immortalized cell lines for beef and pork fat, grown in proprietary media inside bioreactors, and processed into flavor ingredients for industrial use. Morales Dalmau's closing note lists what was built: a team, a technology, scientific publications and patents, a product. What it did not have was a second buyer. Immortalized bovine and porcine adipocyte lines are a narrower asset than a media formulation. Media is horizontal, every cell culture process needs it, in food and out of it. A fat cell line optimized for meat flavor is vertical. It has one use, and the market for that use is the market that was contracting. That asymmetry is the finding. The companies with a horizontal asset, media, analytics, culture platforms, could sell it elsewhere when food stopped paying. The company with a vertical asset could not. The practical consequence, for anyone underwriting an ingredient supplier to a pre-commercial category, the diligence question is not only, can this work technically, but what else can this asset be sold as? A supplier whose answer is nothing is fully exposed to its single customer category's funding cycle. The April to August window. When Cultimate filed in April, it did not present the filing as an ending. The company said it was initiating a structured financial reorganization to strengthen our foundation and position the company for long-term growth, and told Green Queen its team remains fully operational and committed to advancing CultiSense and to delivering on our commitments to our customers. It said it was in active dialogue with investors and financial partners and are confident in navigating this transition successfully. 4 months later, there were no investors. This is worth recording plainly because the same language recurs across this sector's filings and it is not a reliable signal. A restructuring announcement is a statement of intent, not evidence of a bidder. It is also the second cultivated fat producer to close. Upstream Foods went first, and both Green Queen and Biofuels Digest place Cultimate in the same list as Believer Meats, Meatable and Cell Rev, the set we analysed in 3 developers and 2 suppliers, all gone. Cultimate is a 6th entry in that pattern, and the first where a public restructuring attempt ran its course in the open. Hoxton Farms, also a cultivated fat producer, continues. This is not a finding about fat as a category. A note on the funding numbers which do not agree. 2 datasets are in circulation, and they do not reconcile. Anyone quoting a cultivated meat funding total should say which one they mean. Source: GFI State of the Industry from Net Zero Insights Data, 2024. $144 million, 2025. $73.9 million. Source: Green Queen's own tracking, reported January 2026, 2024. $139 million, 2025. $36 million for the first 9 months. The 2024 figures are $5 million apart, which is within the range of definitional differences over what counts as a cultivated meat company. The 2025 figures cannot be compared at all. One is a full year, and one is 9 months. A reader who saw the January report and the April report in sequence would reasonably conclude that funding roughly doubled in the fourth quarter, which is not a claim either publisher makes. GFI names its underlying source and its comparison base, which is why we have used its figures. It also names the 3 largest 2025 deals: Aleph Farms at $29 million, Mosa Meat at $17.6 million, and Blue Nalu at $11 million in convertible notes and preferred stock, and notes that each of the 3 ranks outside the 20 largest cultivated meat deals of all time. Those 3 sum to $57.6 million of the $73.9 million total. The concentration point is the one we set out for the wider sector in alternative protein funding: isn't recovering, it's narrowing. The cultivated meat subset behaves the same way, only smaller. The practical consequence: when a funding figure is used to argue that a sector is recovering or collapsing, check the tracker, the window and the inclusion rule before repeating it. 2 credible publishers produce 2025 numbers that differ by a factor of 2, and neither is wrong. The counter-argument: the case against reading Cultimate as a structural signal is that it is a small company with a small raise. €2.3 million of seed funding is not a serious attempt to industrialize a cell culture process, and a company at that scale failing in a hard market is unremarkable. On this view, the interesting question is why anyone expected it to survive, not what its failure proves. That is largely right, and it is why this piece does not treat the closure as evidence about cultivated fat's technical viability. Hoxton Farms and Mosa Meat continue to work on fat, and Mosa Meat's CEO Martin Bosch has made the case publicly that fat is where the flavor is. There is also a fair objection to the diversification framing. Selling media into life sciences may be a genuine business rather than a retreat. Upside's own platform is more valuable if it has a second market, and GFI's people said as much. The counter-counter is Upside's own record: over $600 million raised, no product sold since 2024, a paused Illinois factory, and multiple rounds of layoffs. The diversification is real, so is the reason for it. What we could not establish: the exact date of the bankruptcy filing and the identity of the administrator. Both Green Queen reports place the filing in April 2026 without a date, We did not obtain the German court record and have not asserted a specific date or court. Cultimate's founding team. Green Queens may report names three founders, Eugenia Sagaré, George Jelizny and Jordi Morales-Dalmau. Its August report names four, adding Askar Latyshev. Same publication, same author. We have not resolved which is correct and so have named only Morales-Dalmau, who is quoted directly in both. Which market Culti Sense actually sold into. Green Queen describes it as enhancing cultivated meat and as a component of hybrid plant-based products. Biofuels Digest describes it as designed to improve the flavor of plant-based meat. Those are different customer bases with different funding cycles, and the distinction matters to the argument above. No customer was named in any source we fetched. The size of the Earth and Lower Saxony Award, reported as awarded with no figure, total capital raised by Cultimate. Only the €2.3 million seed round and the unquantified public funding are on the record. There may be more. Lucius Labs revenue. Upside has announced the division and its capabilities. No revenue, customer count or contract value is public, so its contribution to Upside's runway is unknown. Whether Bob Newman or Uma Valetti is Upside's chief executive. The Green Queen report refers to Newman as CEO and separately quotes Valetti as co-founder and CEO. We have quoted Newman's statement without resolving the titles.
What to watch?
Whether Lucius Labs reports revenue. A name division with no disclosed customers is a strategy, not yet a business. The first disclosed contract would convert it, whether any cultivated meat company sells a fat cell line rather than letting it lapse. GFI acquired 8 bovine cell lines from the defunct Sci-Fi Foods and placed them in a public repository at Tufts. Cultimate's beef and pork fat lines are the obvious next candidates, and whether they are preserved or lost is a concrete, checkable outcome. Whether the two funding trackers converge. If GFI's 2026 figure and Green Queen's quarterly series are still a factor apart next year, the sector has a measurement problem as well as a funding problem. Whether a supplier without a horizontal asset raises anything. The thesis here predicts that single ingredient suppliers to cultivated meat will find capital hardest. A counter example would be the strongest evidence against it.